Social Intelligence by Daniel Goleman. One day, late for a meeting in Midtown Manhattan, I was looking for a shortcut, so I walked into an indoor atrium on the ground floor of a skyscraper, planning to use an exit door I'd spotted on the other side that would give me a faster route through the block. But as soon as I reached the building's lobby with its banks of elevators, a uniformed guard stormed over to me, waving his arms and yelling, "You can't walk through here." "Why not?" I asked, puzzled. "Private property! It's private property!" he shouted, visibly agitated. I seemed to have inadvertently intruded into an unmarked security zone. "It would help," I suggested in a shaky attempt to infuse a bit of reasoning, "if there were a sign on the door saying, 'Do not enter.'" My remark made him even angrier. "Get out!" he screamed. "Get out!" Unsettled, I hastily beat my retreat, his anger reverberating in my own gut for the next several blocks. When someone dumps their toxic feelings on us, explodes in anger or threats, shows disgust or contempt, they activate in us circuitry for these very same distressing emotions. Their act has potent neurological consequences. Emotions are contagious. We catch strong emotions as much as we do a rhinovirus, and so can come down with the emotional equivalent of a cold. Every interaction has an emotional subtext. Along with whatever else we're doing, we can make each other feel a little better, or even a lot better, or a little worse or a lot worse, as happened to me. Beyond what transpires in the moment, we can retain a mood that stays with us long after the direct encounter ends. An emotional afterglow, or afterglower in my case. These tacit transactions drive what amounts to an emotional economy. The net inner gains and losses we experience with a given person, or in a given conversation, or on any given day. By evening, the net balance of feelings we've exchanged largely determines what kind of day, good or bad, we feel we've had.